Simon Ayin Sif Beis. Ketana Petura Mulur Ben Otam, Shalagila Kinuch, Larash Afila Gila Kinuch. So, Karn Ben Otam, the pots are only before they reach the age of Kinuch. Once you reach the age of Kinuch, Karn Ben Otam, Yerachiyat, the Mimachanach them, Mirabonon, also the din of Kinuch, to say Kriyashma. But Rashi is Mechadish. Even if the child reached the age of Chinuch, he's 6 or 7 years old, so we expect he should be training in the Say Shema, he's Potter. Why? So Rashi says that, you know, the mitzvah chinuch is not on the child. The mitzvah chinuch is on the father, him mechanuch the child. So Chazal recognized that in general, in the good old days, people didn't daven by the 9:30 minyan. They davened the crack of dawn. And the child wasn't up yet, and that to wake the child up that early wasn't necessarily the healthiest thing for the child at that age. They needed their sleep, so the child is still sleeping in the morning, and the same thing at nighttime. The father wasn't home at the beginning of the nighttime when the child would be relevant to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. By the time the father got home again, the child would already be asleep. So therefore, Chazal, according to Rashi, Chazal were not Machayev. The mitzvah chinuch over here, and therefore the potter of Kriyas Shema, the Shachar says it's proper for to be nagged with Ben Otam and be mechanic the children. Vav, the Ben Otam, Mishabur is a cotton vav. According to Ben Otam, Abigail, the Chinuch, Shukubar, Shishu, Bakar Shab, when he's reached already the age. Excuse me, it was 6 or 7 years old. According to Ben Otam, it's Chayb of the Chanchay. The father would have a chiyuv to start with mechanachim. Kemosh b'shar kol mitzvahs, like any other mitzvah. V'gam shikrenu b'zman kriyas shma im brachos lefanei l'acharav. Now, when there's a chiyuv of chinuch. Chinuch is not, it's not a main of the mitzvah. It has to be the actual mitzvah. It has to be done with the rules of the mitzvah. So included in that would mean that you'd have to read it in the proper time. So you can't, you know, say Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis with him after the Zman Kriyas Shema. You have to say it in the Zman Kriyas Shema. If you say it with the brachos, they were mechayev to say it the way an adult would say it. You're training to say it the way an adult would say it. Fine. So according to the Talmud, it's only kishlo yigia l'chinuch, which is that's kind of reported means case lo yigia zayin. Come on, composite reason to Kriyas Shema. It's all over the lamda kishide l'daber alaf kizman Kriyas Shema. We have a general that he says when a child reaches the age where a parent can teach him to understand the pasuk. The first thing the parent should teach the child is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and the pasuk of Teretz Yivalon. So that already is nothing to do with the mitzvah of chinuch of saying Kriyas Shema. Thinking that the child should, these are the words the child should be saying, and that's therefore something to do with Zman Kriyas Shema. According to Rashi, because he's not with him in the night time, in the morning he's asleep, a biker. Because it's a general, the child was unavailable. Once he reaches the age of 12 already, a year before his bar mitzvah, so by the time his bar mitzvah, he's going to be mechuyev to do this, you have to start training him beforehand. Tests and Baroy Linoig, the Salam Alva Pikav, the Medina, and Stabra Karashi, take us to the draw. The Lost of Shachar, it's proper to be Nagel de Reno Tam. So that language indicates we're not arguing that the Reno Tam is correct. We definitely hear Arashi's argument. The Gro passes like Rashi. But to the Hanhogal, like the Reno Tam would be proper. Vayim alecha Mishnah. Pei Mishnah l'Mersham. Achu Tvilo l'Kol Yama Chayiv Megil l'Chinuch Kechilom Simet Kufav Sifal. But to be mechanic a child in the midst of Tvilo, not a Kriyishma. So that's the zman of the tefillah. You have a longer period of time for the child to have a zman tefillah. So we assume that even if you get up early in the morning, you'll be able to come back and get your things going and maybe catch them before then the zman tefillah, etc. The Bir Halacha raises the question, if we're telling me that Bizman Tefillah, that it's the Gemara says that there's a chiyuv to mechanech a child in Tefillah. So the Rashi Winner says two arguments, because it's Rachami, and the child also needs Rachami, and because the Zman is Nimshach longer, which means that we're saying this argument that the logic would dictate that even though in the morning you're running out and you're doing your thing, but it's not impossible to sometimes to come back later and catch him and take him. Whereas Kriya Shema, you have a very limited time to do that, that's not always available. But Birchas Kriya Shema then, which lasts the same time as Zman Tefillah, we should argue that maybe the father of Bechiyat and Mechanach the child in Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Bir Halacha brings in Shulchan Aruch Rav and says that that's not true. That Birchas Kriya Shema is not more chomer than the Kriya Shema itself, and therefore, even though we could have argued it should be like, in regards to the time issue, it's more similar to Tefillah. But the Maisa, it's not more chomer than the Kriya Shema, and if he's putter from Shema, he's putter from Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay, Sif Gimel. Kadosh is a psula, potter from Kriya Shema, shloisha yamim, imlo yasa maisa. Neshut Torah teared this mitzvah. Since a person is focusing on doing the maisa beer with the woman, that's something which takes his concentration, his focus. So it's even though he's not Isaac in the mitzvah the whole time. You say Isaac is the part of the mitzvah, but rather his mind is torahed and adhered to the mitzvah. That's also ptur from other mitzvahs. So since they couldn't focus on Kriya Shema properly, he was potter. However, this all applies once in the good old days. Okay? Nowadays, nobody's mechaben properly. So if nobody's mechaben properly, so you're not any worse than anybody else. So therefore, everybody's your mechuyev. So, according to this argument, we could argue possibly that a person who is shikr should also say shema. So, enekonami, we do say that a person who has a shikr smaat, so he should not daven shmonesre because not proper. That's standing in front of the melech. Even with a little bit of shikr, you don't stand in front of the melech. But for kriya shema, you would say, it might limit your focus somewhat. We always have that problem. A person gets to shikr shalom, that's a different ballgame.
So it's a lack of kavanah.
At the end of the day,
correct. It doesn't matter if it's second or third marriage to a
According to the Rambam,
I think that's correct.
Everybody agrees
that Achzel's Katana. Okay, so Torah tier to the mitzvah, mechashal eisik apsulim, hashen ken balmon only Torah. She's ready to be'ula, so he doesn't have that worry, that distraction. Mikriya shema yudal umi birchosel, vude mitfilo kumashi vura lipsim kumam simen kufav. He's potter from davening as well. Again, we daven nowadays because we're not mechaben anyway. Over there, it says actually it's considered like you are not the daven, because what you're saying by not davening is saying, you know, I'm normally mechaven kavala. Tonight it's really hard, so I'm not going to daven. But otherwise, I really daven kavala. You know, come on, who are you fooling? You're not normally mechaven kavala either. Unless it's a person who is, you do him a first time that he's, you know, but Sikusa, if you were Shoshi Yom, Rabbar Leilus, that 3 days includes 4 nights, which means, for example, Nosa B'Yom Ravim with Tzardayim. They would get married on the on Yom Ravim, like the new Morris says, you're supposed to marry Yom Ravim, towards, you know, after the noon. So he's potter that night, which is Leil Chamishi, then Leil Shishi, then Leil Shvi, and potter Ad Motzei Shabbos. That's 4 nights, which is 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Then Pater Arba Yomim would be relevant for the morning davening. Also, theoretically, if you got married very early in the morning, right? That'd be quite interesting, right? Imagine the Messiah was where they had to do that. And this is all Imli Osamaisa. Awla Akramaisa, but if a person was successful to break the psulim, she had a Torah oid, he no longer has that distraction. And furthermore, after these 3-4 nights have passed, even if he has not been successful with them, he's chayiv. The kima the car over shoshi yomim bully also ma'isa. Misyayish hachakach min adov rabbeinu tzorin klal. If he had, misyayish doesn't mean he's misyayish, gives up hope, he's not going to do it. It means he's not so concerned about it. You see, he's not rushing to do it, etc. So if that was Pasha, that would be Ptur, that still would have Ptur.
That would be
from
day one.
If whatever reason he tried and he wasn't successful, so yeah, he's trying. But I think the Mr. Burr's point over here is that at some point in time he's Mishyayish. He said, you know, I'm not really going to be successful. Whatever, it'll work out, whatever it works out, you know. He doesn't have the same level of intensity. So Karve, nowadays even a Kaddish Psula does read. So I'm a Chayav Likros. Vimir Chazak Kedin, we got Mispalo. See, says Kriyishma, he daven. Shekim is the Chayav Kriyishma, Chayav Tefila. Bimenu Yark Karve is Mexican Yoruba. Shemar the Shemachav and Mecholsha. He's declaring through his refusal to daven now that normally he's Mechav and phenomenally, which is Yoruba. Lean tefillin, ayin le'el b'simen l'meches, tziv zayin, mishabura. So, in regards to that, that you do wear tefillin. Yikur kriya shema. So Shikur would also say shema. Shem yispar, the Shikur is ma'at karam yispar. And small amount of Shikur is, he would even daven. Because we're not so focused. He reaches the point where he's not able to, he will not be able to stand in front of the Melech. So it's a p'tur from Kriya Shema and from Tefillah. So I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly when I was saying it. He's saying it's a p'tur from Kriya Shema as well. Okay.
Very, very last price.
We mentioned before
that
people have
Dalit. Are you always sick with Turkey Rabin? Kriya Shema. Person taking care of a need of the community. And Kriya Shema comes. Lo Yavsik, he does not interrupt what he's doing. But that's considered a Tzarkei Mitzvah, taking care of the Tzibur. El Yigmur Iskeim, finish what you're doing. V'yikra, and then afterwards read it, Im Nishar Ace Likras. If there's time left, you will read it then. The Shabur will say that you should try and at least say the first possible. Now, so the Mishabura says, "Sochi Rab." So we find the Moshe by Kavuras Hameis, which we'll talk about in the Siman Ayin Aleph, that if there are multiple people there, so they take turns. So while group A is busy digging the kever or taking care of the Zechei Meis, group B will say Shema. Then group B will take over and group A will say Shema. So why don't we say the same thing over here? He does Zechei Rabin. Why does he switch off with somebody else? Mishabura Tezayin. Mari Shain Shaw Mishi Ishtado Elohu. He's the only person available to do this, and therefore he does not interrupt what he's doing, because he's considered oisik b'mitzvah. He's taking care of the needs of the community. Even though what he's dealing with here is not Hatzolos Nefashos, it's Hatzolos Mamayna. There's some issue with the governor, and if he can go and deal with the governor, he can, you know, get the people's, save the people's money. So for them it's money, for him it's a mitzvah. They say Rabbi Solanto said that Yana's Gashmis is my Ruchnius. So that's Mamash what Chazal is saying over here.
It's Ochi Rabban. You could do Chalamoy Malacha, right?
Correct.
So isn't that like more important, building roads and things? Is it? What are things there? Other type of things?
This is not the same thing. Because those things you can interrupt. You know, the road's not going to. It's more like, you know, he's not along those type of situations. He's dealing with the governor, dealing with the.
This is.
Yeah. The key concentration. My Hashem said, "The Mitzvah will be a Sarakar. She gives man. Sarak lahapsik." He did start, the case the Shulchan Aruch gives you was he was always in the Tzarkei Rabbi, then Zman Kriya Shema came. He's been at this since it's, you know, early in the morning. But let's say he went. He went after it was ready, the Zman for Shema. So he shouldn't have done that. He said, you should have said Shema first. So then Tzarek Lahafzik, he has to interrupt what he's doing and say Shema. No, once he started, even though he should not have started in the Tzarkei Mitzvah, the Tzarkei Rabin, but once he started, he's been going to that, he does not interrupt that for Shema. Now, Yafsik, if it is possible to interrupt what he's doing, without in any way diminishing what he's doing in his Tzarkei Rabbi, he should do that. The Mercer Dishu brings that. This is all talking about a person, like, while this is happening, for his own personal needs, he's not going to stop. Because we have to care for the Tzarkei Rabbi. But let's say for his own personal needs, he's going to stop. So, it's not so imperative, you know, time sensitive, because, you know, you see, he stops to eat breakfast, right? So you might as well stop at the Shema already. Because we're going to God, the Ism Tzarkei Rabbi, Potter Mekriya Shema, come walk, and in Pasek, which Korah Shaper Yotzi, they cry, but the Potter Mamash Mekriya Shema, El Shu Oz, Oisim B'mitzah Cheres. So the Prima Gadam deals with the question that if a person would read Kriya Shema as man that he's Potter Lagamri, so if you're Potter, it's not called Mitzah Kriya Shema, which means that if later on you'd have an opportunity to do it again, after the patur has been removed, it's still the proper time, he'd have to do it. Well, you ready? I read Shema already. Yeah, but that's not called Kriya Shema. So if you learn that he's Potter Lagamri, even if you read Shema, it's not called saying Shema. It's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shema. So later on, when the Zman passes, he's mechuyav to say Shema again. Actually, when the mitzvah passes, if it's still Zman, he would have to say Shema again. He said, that's not true. It just means that you're oisik in this, so you're not mechuyav in the other mitzvah, but if you would undertake to do the mitzvah, it's called a mitzvah. So you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when you say it. Yeah. Opinion is
Right. It says very clearly that a small batch.
Okay.
Small batch.
Okay. Your test. But you don't interrupt. Rather, you finish what you're doing and then you say Shema afterwards of this time. Yigri Skam, come back, come yasa, masha yuchal. You should do as much as, you know, if you have an option of saying that, you should say it. In general, that would not in any way diminish and interrupt the Tzarchet Tzibur that he's doing.
According to the
Rambam, she should
pass.
Read Shema, if time is left.
Small mat is
in this shark.
And a large mat is.
You're a potter, so there's nothing to do. We point out multiple times that Skirshis time applies the whole day. So even though the Zman of Kriyishma has ended, Skirshis time should be said afterwards. Okay, Yom Reis Apash, he doesn't have to say necessarily that paragraph, but he has to say a paragraph which has in its talks about Tzitz Mitzrayim, or he could say Hashem took his office to draw him, you know, whatever. So if the third hour has passed and the fourth hour hasn't passed, so say Birchas Kriya Shema. And he'll fulfill with that. The other Mishabur says there's no din tashlumin. Person misses tefillah, so normally he has a chiyuv tashlumin. He's not chiyuv tashlumin. He wasn't chayv in tefillah. He was also a tzarchei tzibur. The dad, the nimshav the man iskim tzarchei mitzah tzarchei tzibur ad al chatzos. Tefillin. This is Malkol Yom. So you're not wearing Kaivin Tefillah, but you're Kaivin Tefillin. So now that the Tzar is passed, so you can't eat till you put on Tefillin. So the Pirkei Avot over there is saying the following. So Chazal asked certain things you may not do before Shacharis. Chazal asked different things that you may not do before Mincha. So before Shacharis, Chazal did not really ask you for Minyosik and Malacha. In general, Malacha wasn't normally done at that point in time. But Shacharis was quite early. Before Mincha, a person speaks about Mincha, you said the Chazal asked you certain Malachas you can't do because you're afraid you'll get too involved in them and you'll forget to daven Mincha. Chazal asked eating before Shacharis. Chazal didn't ask eating before Mincha. Suda Ketanis. What's before Mincha we hold? Because Chazal asked sleeping before Maariv. Chazal didn't ask sleeping before Mincha. General people don't sleep in the middle of the day. But what about if I do? What about if I want to be resting Kamalach before Shacharis? Or I haven't davened yet today, and I want to eat before Mincha. Or I want to sleep before Mincha. So do I take the surim which are said by one and apply it to the other ones or not? So what he says over there in Peites, everyone says that the Isra Achilo applies to Mincha as well. So in the case where a person is not daven Shacharis, he cannot eat. He's not having Shacharis anymore, but now it's Zman Mincha. He can't eat until he davens Mincha. So that's what he's sending over there. Then he tells you to the... So the Malach Yisrael said, point, the Machzor was the same as the Chofetz Chaim wrote to help soldiers. No, there are different situations. So obviously, this wasn't, you know, this probably was a common scenario. They would get them up early, send them out to work, do whatever they're doing, fighting, digging trenches, whatever it is in the prison, couldn't have a chance to daven. Finally, sometime later, they get a break. He hasn't daven Shacharis yet. It's too late for Shacharis. He wants to eat, he can't eat because he has to daven Mincha. So there he says, when we learn Tzimis, when we learn Tzimis Peites, Chazal, for a person, so there are exceptions to this issue of eating. Siftalad, some of the Rav, Tzimis Peites Siftalad, some of the Rav, Rehe Beklal Acharlim, Chazal allowed Acharlim to eat before Davin. So a person gets to the point where he's mamish ro'ev, he's starving. He has little macharla, and Chazal allowed him. If he's able to focus, even though he's starving, he should do that. If he feels he can't, he's allowed to eat. So that was one of the coolest he wrote up for the soldiers, that you can rely on that you can assume that those are your situation. If you need to, and you can, the person could eat. Okay. Sif Hey. So now, he was Oisik Bachila from his man of Heter. His man of Heter is his man Triyishma, half an hour before that. That's man Heter. Okay. I showed you Merchatz, which Chazal asked Merchatz. Chazal referred the person that there are full passes of Merchatz. He might be Misalov. He might. So Chazal asked that normally, but he started this one. Hetter wasn't this man of the mitzvah yet. I showed you Isaac with Tisperis. He's getting a haircut. I showed you Mahabik Baris. The case over there was the person I can't tell you anything about the block of tanning because I don't. The Gemara seems to say when they would start soaking the urus in the chemical bath, if they didn't deal with the rest of the process, it would potentially have a hefsek. So it's called being mahapit ba'urus. So I'm afraid he would personally get involved and focus on that. And not Ashoya Oiskimadin, or the Bezdin was sitting in a case of a Bezdin. So all of these things are listed in Siman Reish Lamed Beis as being usher prior to Mincha. Okay? So now he's applying them to before Shacharis. So now the Zman Kriya Shema comes. So what happens? Ramam Garmer Vachakach Kara Kriya Shema. He's not mechuyav to interrupt. We're talking obviously that he, based on what he expects to happen, there'll be time after he finishes to say Kriya Shema in the proper time. So based on his estimation, he has time later on. So Ramam says, fine. You can rely on that calculation, and that's mutter. So finish what you're doing, and then say Shema. Since you're a master of a heter, you're not mechuyav to stop what you're doing for Shema. You can't start these when you're waiting, when you're supposed to be saying Shema. But if you start already, you're not mechuyav to stop. If you were concerned that if you would wait, it might be too late, and therefore you interrupted what you were doing and said Shema, that's meritorious. The Ravid, on the other hand, says that even though he has time to say later on, but you have no right to continue what you're doing and not say Shema right now. I'll just finish this and I'll have time to say Shema later on. No problem, I hear you. You cannot continue what you're doing when it's what you're supposed to be saying Shema. Mr. Bursa Khan Khaval, I see Bakhilo. He's already involved in Akhilo. Manikrach Ashola Ayn the Kamon Mr. Rishama Bay Sif Bays. So by Mincha, these are all also before Mincha. By Mincha we pass in by Mincha. It's a long summer afternoon. Plenty of time. We're not worried about losing the opportunity to dive a mincha. The person doesn't interrupt now. On the other hand, he shouldn't start this amount of Isser. But if he did, since mincha is the Rabbanon, and there's time for later on, he's not mechuyev to interrupt. So once he started, he's not mechuyev to stop. What's called starting? So there, in Hilchos Mincha, he discusses what's called starting. The starting is not too intense to consider it starting. For example, it says when happened by the meal, they would loosen their belts, be able to absorb the food better. That's called haskola. Didn't eat a bite. It's called haskola. Din, the yonim wrap themselves up in a talus. That's called they started the din. Right. So we'll see over there what the definition of the haskola is. So according to the Rambam, he finishes off what he's doing and then he says Shema. Obviously, he's all talking about that he believes he'll have time afterwards, and he made a true, good faith estimate. He has time later on. I mean, if he really believes that he doesn't have time, it's not just it's a nice frumkeit. You're mechuyev. No. He made a calculation. It's probably correct. The mice, he's a little bit nervous. You never know. Maybe you miscalculated. So if he's concerned about it, he wants to stop. Fine. He's yotze. Rabbi says no. Yatim ma'afsik.
Case number one.
And say Shema. Even though there's time later on.
Gap. One tap.
Chav Kimmel. Vaskam Zerba Akronim. Kemat Kulam. The Iker told him Bemilsa Daraisa Behisko Behetu Beisir. Since Shema is the Raisa. Now the Raisa is the main issue.
Why? You're sitting in Voda thinking in Torah.
If you're Maslow Beheter, then you may continue, finish what you're doing, and then do the mitzvah of the Raisa. If you're Maslow Beisr, you must interrupt. By the Rabbanans, even if you're Maslow Beisr, you don't have to interrupt, as long as there's time later on. So that's their angle. So they're basically with the Rambam, you could be Garmer, because you're Maslow Beheter. Now, by malacha, din, porsuki, merchatz, tisparis, leaving achila separately for a moment. Im hisl kadam amuda shakra, it's our lipstick, if you start early, you don't have to stop. Im yeshoyer, Yisharloi shows Achash Yigmar Likash Kriyash Mamma Yispatla, assuming that you, whatever you'll finish, whatever you're doing, there'll be time later on to say Shema and Dab. The Kaim Alon, the Kamam, Sim Petes, Sim Zion, Lugosu Samach Lashakris. You can't hiss the Beheter. Says that these in Yonim, since they were not common to be involved in before Shakris, because I'll do not answer them. So by definition, it's called Hiskel Beheter. Alan Hiskel, you assume they weren't Geyser Samach Lashakris. By Mincha, they were Geyser half an hour before this. Whatever is my mincha means, with the mincha katan. Over here, they were not geyser. They were only geyser. Once his man started, you shouldn't do something else. You should be saying Shema. But up to the last moment, not a half an hour before, but up to the last moment, you made these are called hiskel behetzer.
Yes, the
laws
cannot change the reality.
Hiskel achar sholem mura the hiskel beinser basically kriyas Shema to the raisa. You must say Shema. Our Lord the brachas, Lord the tefillah. We said that for their bonon, you're not mechuyev to stop. Assuming you have time later on. You'll dive in later after you finish what you're doing. You shouldn't have done it. Once you did it, you're not mechuyev to stop. Now, but Davka, Shiadan, Yisharlo shows, ultimately you'll have time later on. If you see that you're not going to finish before this man, you're mechuyev to stop now. Once you make that calculation, you can't continue your malacha. I'm not going to finish before this man, but I still have a half an hour. I'll do it later. No, you must stop now.
Look at this whole structure. The whole structure.
Once you started, you're not mechuyev to interrupt, not only for Shema, for tefillah, even for tefillah b'tzibur, you're not mechuyev to interrupt. Okay. Now, that's all talking about everything besides eating. There's a separate issue by achila. Chazal did not allow you to eat. And Chazal darshan from that multiple drushes, quite disparate drushes, right? That the Sanhedrin was passing the nefashos can't eat. You can't be eating while you're worried about the dam. You're deciding this person's life force. You can't eat aladam when the animal is still in the farmers. You can't eat until you're respal aladam. You take care of your dam. So you can't eat until you've davened. So even if the person was matzah, was man heter, once Aloysius Shachar comes and it's man shachris, he can't eat anymore. But at this point in time, I was matzah beheter. Over here, the issur is not because of a gzera you might forget. We'll say, well, you know what, if you're matzah beheter, they didn't put the gzera on you. It's just because be'etzin, you cannot eat now. So it becomes an irrelevant point. So discussing Achila before Shema, because you usually put that thing in Achila before Shemoneh Esrei, which is impossible. So that Achila has a whole different status.
The issue over here is not physical.
Okay. So he'll finish what he's doing. No, sorry, he's going on the rabbi. The rabbi says, you're mafsik v'kare, even though you have time later on. Now, Zok the Mishabura, he doesn't say Kara Mispal, he says Kare. Because Tfilah is Rabbanan, and you're a Maskal Behetar. Or even if you're a Maskal Behetar, you're not Mukhib to stop. Cannot you stop for Shema anyway? So what happens now? Do you say, listen, you know, I bet I'm allowed to continue doing this Malach. I'm allowed to continue to doing this din. But Shema, I have to stop for, according to the rabbi. Okay? And once I stopped, I'm not doing a din anymore. So you might as well stop Shemon Esrei. You say, no, I wasn't mechuyev to do up for Shemon Esrei. You can't now use the fact that I stopped for Shema to make me say Shemon Esrei now. I'll say Shemon Esrei later on. And it's all okay, again, there will be time later on. You go back to what you're doing and finish it off. But achila is a different ballgame. The achila correct salus sarkam can these problem cut him. So achila doesn't really fit into the situation over here. Because that you would interrupt for Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, because you can't eat before Shemoneh Esrei. But not him Shum Shardar. It really doesn't really belong here. It's just Agav. It's another one to mention Achila. Okay, Inami. I'll tell you where Achila is relevant. Mishum Kriyash Mashal Arvis Nakte.
The mehu shayach gam ken kol eilu adin. So by Marav, this is relevant. You shouldn't have started eating now before Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Okay, but you know, there's plenty of time. I have a whole night ahead of me. Rambam says, fine, finish your doing and say Shema afterwards. Finish eating over there. Eating is relevant. Comes the Rambam, says, no. It's the Raisa. You must stop right now. Stop right now. Do what you're doing. Say Shema and go back. And you'll daven later. Yeah, because over there, this or Achil is only before you've daven at least once this day. If you started the Isser Masik Miyad, so you have to stop. But this key to stop is for a Shema, which is the rice. So you're not going to start for that. I should not have started B'Yisr. I started within the Chatzis Shoah beforehand. That's called B'Yisr. I shouldn't have done it. Once I did it, I'm not going to stop. Assuming I believe that I'm a Shire, I estimate there will be time later on. Finish what you're doing and then do it. The Rabbi says that's very nice for the Rabbanans, for Birchus Kriyas Shema and for Tefillah. But for Kriyas Shema, to the Rabbi, so you must stop now. But you can't say Shema yet. So you would interrupt, wait till the Zman, say Shema, go back to your food or whatever you're doing. Later on, after you finish eating, you'll go back and say all of Birchus Kriyas Shema with Kriyas Shema again. You'll daven. Come on, Mr. Shlomo, hey, Sabei Zayin, Shlomo, Birchus Kriyas Shema. Okay. Now this is all talking about that there is time later on to do all of this. Shows the Chris Zera Shami Moshek Behem. Even though you have time later on, so why am I mechayev to stop according to the right? Why? Because Zera Shami Moshek Behem Yavre Zman Kriyas Shema. We're afraid that you get involved and you lose his mom. Let's say Shachrus. And the Dremel Tefilas Mincha. So by Mincha we don't say this. You should not have started, but if you didn't, keep going. Assuming you'll have time later on. What's the difference? That's what he said before. So by the Raisa, we differentiate between being Hiskel Behetter or Hiskel Behetter. According to, but by the Rabbanans, even if Hislo B'Yisr, assuming there'll be time later on, you're not going to interrupt. Okay.
So the question is like this. What is the better way, more practical way of speaking?
In the Rivet, you have to clarify one more point. So the way I just said it right now, this is the way we help other scenarios. For the Rabbanon, even if you're Hiskel B'Yisr, again, all is assuming you'll have time later on. By the Rabbanon, if you're Hiskel B'Yisr, the Kavos Zman, don't stop. If you're Hiskel B'Yisr, it's ready to Hiskel Zman. You should not have started. Also, don't stop. By the Raisa, Hiskel B'Yisr, stop. What about Hiskel B'Yisr by the Raisa?
That's why it's actually interesting.
It's the
start of many, many, many
Mesechta. So the question, what was the case of the Sif? B'Merichas, etc. Was it talking about he was Hiskel before the Zman Yisr? The Zman Yisr would be half an hour. No, I'm sorry, no. The Zman Yisr would be normally by Mincha, by Mar, the Zman Yisr is a half an hour before the Zman. Because we don't want you starting now, because half an hour from now you're going to be Mechuyev to interrupt. Why are you starting out with these things? Mishabura pointed out by Shachas, because that weren't Gezer these things, because they weren't common. So Batsim, it's always the case of Hiskel B'Heter.
If you had this discussion about every single day,
So the Bir Aloch over here brings that it learns not like what the Mishmur was saying. There is a Zman of Isser by Shachris, and the case over here was that he started within the half an hour beforehand. Therefore he's called Hissel be Isser. And that's why the Ravid says you have to stop. Whatever you find, even according to the Ravid, if you're a Masel Beheter,
I have no idea which is better.
Achila is a different, because of a different issue. But other than Achila, you would not, that's Hiskel Beheter. Even the Ravid would agree, since you have time later on, and you hit your Masel Beheter, finish your doing, and then dump. And then Tishman dump.
Presumably, one of the languages
Let's hold it here. Adam, have a good night.